Hey, what is going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Life Hack Show, a feature production of lifehack.org, where we teach you how to live your best life without sacrifice. I'm your host, Justin Aldridge, and I am so fired up about today's guest, Mitch Matthews. To give you a little backstory on him, Mitch is an entrepreneur, success coach, and founder of the Dream, Think, Do podcast. The podcast is in the top 5% on Apple Podcasts and has been rated number one by the Huffington Post. It helps people around the world dream bigger, think better, and do more of what they were put on this planet to do. For his most recent book, Dream Job Redefined, Mitch completed over 200 interviews with people who have achieved dream jobs. He deconstructed their journeys to identify the common factors, and as a result, Mitch offers the new rules on creating a career that matters and doing work you love in any economy. Mitch brings unique perspectives of what it takes to turn dreams into reality and create more of the life you want to live. Mitch, thank you so much for joining me today.
It's an honor, Justin. Are you kidding me? This is great.
Dude, I'm fired up. I want to jump straight in by talking about your newest book, which is about helping people to create their dream jobs. Yep. So when you talk about the dream job, how do you define that? And do those really exist?
That's a great question. And I think that is something that there was a little bit of pushback. I honestly didn't want to have dream job in the title because I think dream job now can kind of have this airy fairy rainbows, butterflies, never a problem in the world kind of thing. And what we did was I said, I'm going to set out and do all these interviews. And they were really conversations with people who had either found or created dream jobs. And as we did that, I continued to ask them, like, why would you consider it a dream job? Why do you think this is such a good fit for you? What do you love about this? And the definition that continued to emerge as we were having these conversations was either doing work that you loved or doing work that allowed you to do something you love. And so for some people, they were so passionate about the work they were doing. And it was so awesome to see. Like, you could see them, like, they were created for it. Others, though, they had found something that really allowed them to do something with their life that they really wanted to do. As an example, I interviewed one corporate attorney, great guy, amazing life. But he'd be the first one to admit that he enjoyed his job. But what he really appreciated about his job was he was an extreme swimmer. And so his job allowed he and his family to go and do these amazing swims all around the world. Like, we're talking extreme stuff. And he's like, I could sit in the most boring meeting on the planet, right? Like, I could have the longest day and still have the biggest, goofiest grin on my face because of what this job allows me to do. So sometimes it was the work, and sometimes it's what the work allowed them to do.
I love that perspective. And I think that people are going to benefit so much from hearing the fact that it's not always just about the job itself, although that's one component, but also taking into consideration that other perspective of thinking about what does the job actually allow you to do in terms of the lifestyle, the goals, the dreams, the aspirations that you have. So I absolutely love that. And so I want to ask you, why was that topic so important for you?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about you.
200 people.
Yeah, right. So I think one of the things is that, you know, I grew up seeing a lot of people not love their work. Right. I grew up in a small town. It's a great town in Newton, Iowa. But I saw a lot of people just kind of doing the same thing over and over and not expecting anything else. Right. A lot of factories in our town. You could see people just kind of turning into what I call the grays, where they just basically, you know, they start to tune out. Right. They start to turn their life over and just say, I can't expect anything better than this. And at a very young age, it's kind of strange, but at a very young age, I fell in love with bicycles. And there was one bike shop in our hometown of Newton, Iowa. It's called Marty Schwinn Cyclery. And it was in this hole in a wall building, two blocks off the square. And Newton's kind of like one of those small towns, like in one of those Hallmark Christmas movies, you know, with its town square and the courthouse and all this. And this bike shop was two blocks off of it. And I set my sights on, I want to work there, right? And at 12, I went up and I spent as much time as I could at this bike shop. And I basically did everything I could to not get arrested for loitering. So, you know, I swept out the alley behind. I painted trash cans. I mowed the lawn of Marty, the bike shop owner, whether he wanted me to or not. And at the end of that summer, they gave me a job. And I realized, like, at 13, I had a dream job. And I don't think I grabbed it at that point. But later on, I understood, like, if I set my heart on something and I am willing to do the work, I actually can achieve amazing things. And as I did these interviews, it just was all reinforced that a lot of these people that I talked with, they didn't necessarily know in the beginning what it was, what their dream job was. Mm-hmm. Kind of like me, I had an essence, you know, for that first dream job, I had an essence of what it was. I knew it would involve bikes, but I wasn't sure what it was. But I set a course. I started to experiment. And I just realized, like, for me at a young age, I experienced that. I wanted more people to experience that. But later on, I thought, maybe my journey's different. Maybe my journey, you know, it can't be duplicated. And when I interviewed these 200 plus people, I realized, no, there are so many similarities between me and these other folks that achieve dream jobs. And so I just wanted the world to know more about it.
That's so amazing. And you just touched upon the fact that there were a lot of similarities. And obviously, when you've interviewed that many people, there's likely to be some sort of common thread or things that keep coming up. So what were some of those similarities in terms of, I guess, the characteristics and traits of the people, as well as their experiences and journeys?
Yeah. So what's wild is with the book, we've kind of put the ABCs together of those things. Okay. Cause I don't know about you, but I'm kind of a researcher. I kind of geek out on those kinds of things. So I'm like, I'm always looking for patterns. I'm always looking for those things. So a couple of the big ones that really came out, I even referenced it just a second ago, is that a lot of people didn't realize when they started out what their dream job was. And I think that holds up a lot of people. I think that in talking with people who haven't achieved dream jobs, who haven't achieved those jobs that allow them to do things they love or allow them to do things, you know, in their life that they love, a lot of people are waiting to get clarity before they start. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I saw through and through with all of these is so many of the folks that I talked with, they didn't know what the dream job was. They were committed to figuring it out as they went. Right? They started, many of them started with an essence of what it was. They love to serve people, or they love science and they wanted to go deeper on that. Or, you know, they knew they wanted to start a business, but they weren't sure what it was, but they gave themselves permission to start. And so that was something that actually was wildly freeing for me. But I think, you know, I get to go and speak on college campuses a lot in normal times, right? And that has been something that was, that's so freeing to college students as well as 30s, 40s, and 50, you know, year old people, is to go, oh, I don't have to have it figured out before I start. No, it's like most people don't, right? You just have to commit to say, I'm going to figure it out as I go, right? And that's part of what we saw throughout.
That's such great wisdom. And for those of you listening, go back and listen to what Mitch just said there, because there are so many people who are just kind of stuck in life because they're sitting there and they're waiting for clarity. But anybody who's really achieved anything of significance in their life will know that action creates clarity, not the other way around. It sounds great in theory to sit down and to just get all this clarity and then you can start taking action, but it doesn't work that way. So start taking the action in the direction of what you think your goals or dreams or dream job may be, and then you'll find that the clarity comes along the way. So along that same line, what sort of action steps or things that people who are wanting to find or create their dream jobs, what would you suggest they do?
I love that question. Absolutely. So, you know, I believe in kind of macro and micro, right? So macro is giving yourself permission to experiment. Mm-hmm. I think so often we've kind of become a culture where you have to become an expert immediately, right? Like I don't know about, like, you know, I just turned 50, right? So when I was growing up in a small town, we went out for every sport. Not because we wanted to, it's because we were needed, right? Yeah. Like, it's like, hey, if we're going to have a team, you better get out here. You're terrible, but at least you're a body, right? So we went out for every sport. Now it's almost like you got to know you're headed towards professional football at you know, 7. It's like, and we're only going to do football. Like, and so we've almost lost that ability, that permission to give ourselves, you know, that willingness to try different things, especially as adults. Like, we feel like we've got to specialize, or if we got a degree in one thing, you know, it's like, oh, well, I can't deviate from that because I invested in this degree, or I've been in this career for 20 years. It's like, hey, we're not talking about major shifts immediately. We're talking about small shifts over time. So give yourself permission to experiment. That's the macro. Mm. The micro component of that, and I talk about it in the book, is give yourself permission to do 15-minute experiments. Okay. So I think a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, if I was thinking about a new job, they start to get wrapped up in all the things that might mean. Like, oh my gosh, it might mean I have to go back and get more schooling, or it means that, you know, I got to start at the bottom, or all those things. It could, it might, but it may not, right? So what are some little things that you could do to just start to experiment? And I love, 15 minutes is kind of a beautiful thing, because so many of the people that I talked with that are in search of jobs, you know, that dream job, that dream career, you know, one of the biggest things they say is, I don't have time for this. I don't have, you know, I'm so busy with my life. I'm so busy with my family. I'm so busy with my current career. I don't have time to do new things. And it's like, I get it, but start with 15 minutes, because what's amazing about 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week, not even 7 days a week, 5 days a week, 15 minutes a day adds up to about 60 hours over the course of a year. Wow. Right? That adds up, right? So it's like, come up with a list of 15-minute tasks that you could do, right? Things that would be little experiments. It might be like, you might be interested in a particular career. Well, commit to Google that for 15 minutes. As you do that, you might come up with different people who are, you know, leading in that particular industry and see, hey, is that a person that you could talk to? Is that a person where they've written blog posts? Is that a person that they've been involved on, you know, been interviewed on podcasts? Mm-hmm. Like, be willing to say, all right, you know, 15-minute increments to be able to say, how do I go deeper into that? Or maybe it's reaching out to people around you. That was one of the things, you know, one of the people that I talked with, he went from being an attorney to a, like, one of the most renowned organic chocolatiers. Who knew, right? Like Oprah buys his chocolate, right? And one of the things he had to do was he was a really good attorney, like hardly ever lost in the court, you know, in court. But he was feeling that he was losing it, right? He was just losing that edge. And so he gave himself the permission to just say, who loves what they're doing? Who am I captivated by? Who am I intrigued by? And he just started having conversations. And one of those people said, what have you always loved, right? And he's like, I've always loved chocolate, right? And so it's funny, like that person that he talked with, that wasn't the person that said, ding, kind of like, you know, they had a magic wand and said, here's your career. Yeah. They just asked him a question, right? And he said, hey, I want to learn from that person because they're living a life that I want to live, right? Not so much what they're doing, but how they're doing it. And they just gave him a question. And that question started to set him on a new course. And again, it was a series of experiments for him as well. So I always say, come up with that list of 15-minute experiments, because 15-minute experiments don't mean a major turn. That doesn't mean you have to quit your job tomorrow. That doesn't mean that you have to go back to school for 4 years. It's amazing what we can do, especially with all of the things that we have at our fingertips, what we can do in 15-minute increments over a course of time.
Dang. That's some great wisdom right there. And it's something that I think that is so applicable to so many people, because we live in this culture, and I'm sure you can resonate with this as a coach, but somebody who's also lived this, where it's almost like we're feeding people this idea that if you want to change trajectories in life, you've got to burn the boat, so to speak. You got to blow everything up and go all in on this one thing. And I don't think that people give themselves that grace in that space to be able to actually explore and to connect with who they are and what they want in their life. And so I love so many of those things that you talked about right there. Now, for the last question, obviously, like I said, our mission here at LifeHack is to help people live their best lives. We think that this world is a better place when people are living on purpose and for a purpose. And so obviously our career is a huge piece of that. You know, research shows that your career accounts for about 33% of your actual life. That's a huge chunk.
Totally.
And when you correlate that to other research that shows that only 3 out of 10 people say that they're happy, there's got to be some sort of correlation there. All right.
Yep.
So for somebody who wants to start living their best life from the place of a dream job, they want to start taking action, whether it's today or tomorrow, and you've already given them some tips and things that they can start doing. But what is like the one thing that you would say, that you would recommend, that somebody who's in that position go and do?
I love it. So what I'll do is I'll equip you with a question, Okay. And I, it comes from the perspective of, I am Mitch Matthews. I am a recovering perfectionist, right? Like, so it's one of those fellow perfectionists. If you hear me, I'm there for you. Right. Right. So it's that whole thing. One thing that people, especially when it comes to going after dream jobs, dream careers, so often we feel like we're picking the lock to say, what is that one dream job? Mm-hmm. Right? What is the one dream job that I'm going to be satisfied in the rest of my life? Right? And one of the things that we found with the research, you know, doing all these interviews, is that so often it wasn't one dream job. It was a series of dream jobs. Okay. So actually the chapter on jobs itself is job with, parentheses around the S, yeah. Because that was one of the hidden things I didn't necessarily expect. But once I saw it, it was so freeing for others, because what I found was that so often people had achieved dream jobs and then realized there was a back door to that, that led them to something else that then became their dream job, right? And there might even be some what we call bridge jobs in between. And that's not bad. Bridge jobs done intentionally can really bring you to that next dream job. So the question that I want to set up, because I do believe that so often people are like, well, I don't know what my dream job is, so I won't start. Or as they start to get an essence, or as they start to get clarity to go, will I be happy with this the rest of my life? Yeah. Right. And that starts to also, especially for us perfectionists, starts to lock us up, because it's like, I don't know if I'm going to love this the rest of my life. So here's the question. What might be your dream job for this season of your life? What might be your dream job for this season of your life? So as I look back on some of the dream jobs that I've had now, you know, as a coach, as a speaker, I love this. But it looks different than it did about 5 years ago, because we have two sons. Mm-hmm. And 5 years ago, the way I built my business was to be home as much as possible, because, you know, they were in school and doing a lot of things. Now they're older, they're working their way out of the house, those kinds of things. So our business can evolve. The things that I'm doing now can look different because of this season, right? And so I want to give people that permission to say, hey, what's the dream job? What might your dream job be for this season? Mm-hmm. And or what might the dream job be for the next season? Right? So to give yourself that permission to say, it's not the rest of your life, but to be able to say, for this next season, what might that dream job be? And it might be about the work that you're doing, or it might be about what the work you're doing allows you to do.
I love that. And I love how you tied it back in there to that overarching statement of the two categories of being able to find or create that dream job for your life. And I love that you brought it home with a question, because, yeah, you know, we've all heard that the quality of your life is determined by the quality of questions that you ask yourself. And it's so true, because I think that a lot of people, honestly, the reason why they're not living their dream life is because they don't want to take the time and effort to sit down and actually answer those questions and then own the answers to those questions and then go out and take action from that perspective. And so I'm so thankful for the wisdom that you shared. Unfortunately, that's the end of our time for this episode. Before we go, though, tell the listeners where they can go to connect further with you and find out all the great things that you've got going on and the work that you're doing.
I love it. So probably the easiest place to go is just go to MitchMatthews.com. That's where you'll find Dream Think Do, my podcast. You'll find my books, some of the other things that we're up to as well. So MitchMatthews.com. Lots of free resources there as well.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Mitch, thank you so much for being here today. I know that the listeners are going to pull so much value from this. Guys, do yourself a favor and go follow this man. Get in intimate contact with his work. I didn't want to say this at the beginning of the episode because I didn't want to spoil it, but Mitch has been my personal mentor and coach, and he's had such a profound impact on me and my life and my work. And I mean, the guy literally has a podcast that is about chasing your dream. So who better to speak on the topic? And like I said, a number one rated podcast. This isn't just some Joe Schmo who's sitting down in his basement and recording some thoughts that he has. This is a guy who has a track record of helping people pursue and achieve their dreams. And so if you're looking for one of the foremost experts on the topic, plus a guy with a heart of gold, go and connect with Mitch. Unfortunately, that's our time for today. If you want more great resources just like this, hop on over to lifehack.org or stay tuned for the next episode.